Okay, we're going forward. We're on Chof Zayin Amud Beis on the Mishnah. One of the Bobi Yoms after the two dots. Bobi Yom, Dorash Rabbi Akiva. On that very day, Rabbi Akiva made a drasha. All right. Oz Yoshe Moshe, we're familiar with this. Hopefully we said it this morning. Yeah. Right. Oz Yoshe Moshe of Nei Yisrael, that's a Shira Zois. That at that time, they sung this Shira when they're going through the sea. L'Hashem, they said it to Hashem, Le'yomru, and they said, Le'mor, to say. So now, we're going to say over here, She'ein Talmud Le'mor, Le'mor. It wasn't necessary to say Le'mor. The word Le'mor is out of place here. Because what's Le'mor? Le'mor basically is Hashem giving Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah, and to say, tell it over to other people. But over here, he was just giving Nevuah automatically. It was the words were coming into his mouth. It's not to, what's the Le'mor over here mean? It's not the traditional Le'mor, says Rashi. So, Omar Talmud Lo'mer Le'mor. So it's coming, Melamed, this Le'mor is coming to teach you something. Shehayu Yisrael. Yisrael were oinin. Oinin means they were answering, right? Shira, the Shira of the Yom. Acharav Shel Moshe, after Moshe said it, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu was singing the Shira, and they would answer after him, Al Kol Dava V'Dava, after each piece, let's say after each posuk, Kukori Nesa Halel, like we do when we read Halel. Like they used to do when they read Halel. That's the thing, though, yeah, because we don't do Halel like this. So Rashi basically says, be patient, but knowing some people that I got from Shimon last night seemed disturbed that I wouldn't tell him what the answer was, but I can't remember, but now I checked it out. So anyway, so there's two ways to read Halel, yeah? Basically, it depends who's the Shliach Tzibor. Is the Shliach Tzibor an adult, or is the Shliach Tzibor a katan? So if the Shliach Tzibor is an adult, so he can be moit to you. So in a certain sense, you don't need to say anything. You can just listen to him singing along. Hopefully he's got a good voice, and you enjoy it. But what they actually did, they used to say, basically, so we see it is responsive over here because we said the Yisrael were oinim acharav. They would answer. So what when you do Halel, basically, you say the first paragraph of Halel, the Shliach Tzibor would say it. And after every verse, I think, we're going to explain it in the Gemara later, it says, they say Halleluka. Right? And they'll say another verse and they'll say Halleluka. And say another verse and they say Halleluka. Right? And how would that work in Oz Yoshia? Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Oz Yoshia, Ashir al Hashem, they just keep saying Ashir al Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu would say another pasuk, keep going, go, and say Ashir al Hashem. Right? It's another pasuk, and then say Ashir. They always keep repeating the same thing, but the actual main bulk of it would Moshe Rabbeinu was moitzi them. Or in Halel, Shliach Tzibor would be moitzi them. Let me just repeat that. So basically like this. How did he sing Shira on the Yom? Basically like this. Moshe Rabbeinu did it bit by bit, and he moitzied them, right? So he said it all, yeah? And they just said, like, little snippets. I mean, they kept repeating the same thing. That when he said a pasuk, they would just say, Ashir al Hashem, after it. You say another pasuk, say Ashir al Hashem. Okay, that's Rebbe Akiva's, right? Lekach, ne'emor, le'mor. That's why we say le'mor. Rebbe Nechemya Omer, he's got a different understanding. He says this le'mor is kukurin es shema. It's like when you read Shema in Shul, right? V'lo kukurin es halal, and not like they read halal. So what's kukurin es Shema means, basically, over here, we're going to say that basically, what the Shliach Tzibor basically starts first, but then everybody says it together in unison. Right, so let's say he says, he says Shema first, yeah? And then everyone would you know, a second or two after, start saying Shema, right? And then they would just all kind of say it together. Okay, Rebbe Nechemya, okay. Now, Bobi Yom, another Bobi Yom, right? So we're on the same day over there, it was a busy day. Doris Rebbe Yeshua ben Horkanus, so that's a new person now, it's not Rebbe Akiva. Lo Ovad Eoiv, we're talking about Eoiv now, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Ovad here means served, right? An Oved Hashem, right, is Ovad. He served, Eov served Hashem, Ela mi'ahava, from the attributes of love. He loved God. Yeah, Shinema. And we're going to prove that. It says, Hain, behold, Yaktileni. if he will kill me, meaning if Hashem would kill me, nevertheless, lo, to him, ayachel, I will hope for him. Meaning, if God decides to kill me, I'm besated with that, says Eov. I love God. Whatever, you know, he's the boss, and I will still hope for him. Yeah. Now, so, v'adayin hadavar shokol, but still, this explanation is still in the balance. Why? Yeah, because you see over here, let's go back to the pasuk. It says, hein yaktileni, he should kill me. Lo, so lo, we're translating lo, like, for him. But lo sometimes can be with a lamed aleph. Yeah, it can mean lo, ayachel, and I will not hope for him. So you could read it maybe, behold, Hashem will kill me, and I will not hope for him. Okay, you may think that. So let v'adayin hadavar shokol. Is it so now? Lo, ani mitzapeh, for him. Like this, is how we explained it. Lo, for him, I will mitzapeh. So mitzapeh is the same word as ayachel, right? I will hope. So that's how we explained it. Or perhaps it means yeah, ani mitzapeh. I'm not going to hope for him. If Shem will kill me, I will not hope for him anymore. Maybe that's what it means. If you're dead, it's hard to hope for somebody, right? It's a good point. I was also meaning you're going to see from the next possible. The point is that even though the plan goes against what I think, I'm not going to lose my emunah. I think that's what it means, basically. I accept whatever Shem does for me. I accept, even if because that's the whole thing with Eo, right? He's getting tortured and everything. So even if you kill me, it's Zeda, whatever he wants.
But why? If we said that they served him only out of Ahava,
yeah.
Why could it be anything
else then? Well, you're going to see in the continuation. It's right. No, because Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai is going to say he's serving from fear. You'll see that's continuing. Right, you're ahead of the game, Avram, like normal. Talmud Lomar. Okay, so now we're using another pasuk now to prove that when it says lo, right, means lamed vav, that basically Eov is still going to hope for Hashem even if things don't go his way. Because it says ad until egva means I will die, right? Until I will die, lo, I will not osir, remove tumosi, my, you know, simple service mimeni, from me. Meaning, so basically, let's read it again. Until I die, I will not remove my simple service from me. Meaning, I'm always going to serve Hashem. I'm not asking questions over here. I'm going to serve Hashem. So we see Mila made. So that teaches you Shumi Ava also, that he did it from love. Right, because we're talking about the same thing. Right, we're basically talking about even if I die, even if Hashem kills me, I'm still in his team. Whatever it's going to be. Yeah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So now, similar, we're familiar with this now. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua, Miyagala, offer me an echa, who's going to remove the dirt from your eyes? Rabbi Yehuda and Zakkai, right? Meaning, I wish you could see this, right? Shaisa, Doresh, Kol Yomecha, you used to be Doresh, Kol Yomecha, Shalo Ovad, that he only served Eoiv, Esther Makom, served Hashem, Elimiyira, from fear. And now we're going to bring a proof from Eov, right? Shenemar. So I think this is right at the beginning of Eov, actually, over here. But it's the introduction. Is this the Kisos Labed? Yeah, it's right at the beginning. This is the first, right? So like an introduction to Eov over here, right? So it says with regards to Eov, Ish Tom, he was an Eat Tom like Yaakov Ish Tom, right? He was a simple person in the sense of served without cheshboinos. V'yosha, he was a straight person. Yore Elokim, he feared God. So it's quite clear. So before it's possible that he was Yore Elokim, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's bothering me is like, just because you're Yore Elokim, how do you know that you're not, like, as Russian?
Yes, saying, correct, not, correct. Good.
Like, the two weeks, not really. Well,
true, but it doesn't actually say Mefurish Me'ava, though.
No,
I mean, if it just says Yore Elokim, right? If it just says Yore Elokim, maybe you would expect maybe to say that he loved him, clearly, and maybe was kind of saying, you know, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had dust in his eyes and he didn't see this nuance. Maybe. So
well, we would. The other way is also. It seems to be it's either one or the other.
Oh, but you see what Yuri says. Yeah, yeah. But what you know what Yuri says over there? He says it's very low. If you see how Rashi explains it's kind of a low level Yuri over here. Is just doing it so he shouldn't like suffer, kind of thing. Okay. Anyway, good. It's a good. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Usually we say people are mekabel the surin the
avlad. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You said. Yeah. Good. You. Same point. Very good. Yeah. Lomid mi abba. Oh, just wait. Vasar mira, and he turned away from evil. So maybe that's an answer though also because it's mira. So you see that other pasuk that we used maybe was also said the word of osir to mosi. So maybe it's just the question is this pasuk over here. Why did he keep away from doing evil? Maybe is it because of the fear? What was the motivating factor? Maybe I don't know. But hello Yeshua. But anyway, so he said that hello Yeshua. Behold Yeshua, and this is talking about Yeshua ben Hokanus, who we just mentioned earlier. Talmid Echa. He's the Talmid of your Talmid, meaning he's the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. So the Talmid of your Talmid, yeah. Limed Shemi Ava Osa teaches us that he did it from Ava. Okay, now time's it now. Do you want to do a little bit more or not?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
Okay, fine. Now, Gemara. Oh, sorry. Now, Laman. Right? So we said, let's just read the first bit of the Mishnah. It says, Kashem Shemaim Boidkin Oisa. I'm going to the top line of the Mishnah, right? Just like the Maim is Boidkin Oisa, Kach a Maim Boidkin Oiso. Similarly, the waters check him. Right? So we said it was strange. Well, who is him? Right? That's a lot of people ask this problem. Rum. Okay, Oisoi Laman. Right, who is Laman? So now what the Gemara is going to do, which I've noticed, with the Chus of Givin Kinyan Masechta, is basically what we're going to say that it doesn't make sense either way. What options have we got, right? Who's going to blow up? Yeah, it's either going to be, yeah, the adulterer, which we would think that's he's, if you would bet, you get low odds on that, because I think he's going to win. But also maybe it's the husband, right? Two options, him or the husband. It's not the Kohen. Yeah, so we've got two options over here. So,
and is he himself the
maybe
stop warning their
life. Oh yeah. Okay, good. But the Gemara is going to present it that neither makes sense, and then it's going to say, I'll explain it to you in this way. So now we're going to basically suggest both, shoot them down, and then say the final answer. Okay, so now we're going to shoot both down and then say the final answer, right? Elema, if you're going to suggest Labal. So first suggestion, we're going to say, no, you know who's going to blow up? It's going to be the Baal. So the Gemara says, Baal, my Ovid. The husband, what did he do? Poor guy. You know, you're supposed to share in your wife's pain, but this goes a bit beyond that. You know what I mean? So, V'chi Tema, and if you want to tell me, this is what some people actually said, I think people suggested this. Yosef, and the E East, and then you answered it, the answer as well. The E East Bay of them. What happens if there is East Bay in him, Avon? If he's a sinner, Bodki is going to check him, meaning he's going to explode Lemaya. Right? So that's the suggestion over here. But we're going to shoot it down. Why? Says it's not true. Because Ki East Bay Avon, when he's got a sin, I mean, Rashi points out that basically he couldn't hold himself back and he had relations with her on the way. Yeah, me bodki lamaya. Would it check the water ladida to her? It's not true, because why? Vaha Tanya, we've got a brisa that says like this: the nika ha'ish me'avon, and he will be cleansed of sin. Meaning, we will see that the husband is innocent. He's not just a jealous guy. The isha ha'hi, and that woman tisa, she will lift up. She will bear. As avoina her sin, meaning, and she will blow up. Meaning, so the husband basically is proved to be innocent, and the wife, we see that it was her fault. Yeah? And now the Gemara says, Bizman sha ish manuka me'avon. We're learning from this pasuk. When the ish is clear from sin, yeah? Hamayim boikin es ish, right? Ish toy. When he's clear from sin, then the waters work. But ain't her ish manuka me'avon. If the person is not munuka clean me avon, In a mayim boikin as ishtoi, the water would not check his wife. So we're trying to say that just like she blows up, he blows up. But if he sinned, she's not going to blow up. So obviously he's not going to blow up. Chewy did a sin, yeah? But we're trying to find a case where they both blow up simultaneously. So that can't be. So we've just eliminated the bow. It can't be the bow's going to blow up. So who's the, by process of elimination? The Ella, it must be the boil for the adulterer. But we're going to shoot this down as well, right? First. But if you want to tell me it's the boil, listeni, kudakatani, let the Mishnah teach, like kudakatani, that it taught the safer, the latter part of the Mishnah, right? Because what did we say in the second, like, basically, point in the Mishnah? Kashem she'asura labal, just like she would be prohibited to her husband if she went through the stira, right? Kach asura laboil, so too, she's going to be asura laboil. Meaning, right, that, and then we explained, yeah, that even if she got divorced, she can't have relations with him. But how was the terminology of the Mishnah to call the adulterer? He's called the boil. We don't call him oso. And we see the Mishnah uses the terminology of boil. So obviously oso must be somebody else. So basically we're stuck. It doesn't make sense to
this
say...
This kasha could have been asked also in the boil, but I suppose we had a better kasha. So.
Right. Good. Very good. Nice point. Yeah, so basically, it doesn't make sense either way. No, so and then we answer the Gemara. Le'olam, really? It is like we all suspected. It's the boil, right? It's the boil. He's the one that's blowing up. Oh, and then we're going to explain the inconsistency in the Mishnah. I mean, the inconsistency is, first in the Mishnah, we referred to the boil as oso. And then in the second part of the Mishnah, we referred to the boil as the boil. So what's this inconsistency in the Mishnah? Why do we change terminology? This is the answer, right? Bereisha, I did the tana oisa. Because it said, because it seems it referred to the woman as osa, right? Tani osoi. So therefore, also it took the flip side of, right, there's the osa and there's oso. So it was consistent with the terminology for her, so he also said it to him. Yeah, sefer, when the sefer, I did the tana bal, and the sefer, since it mentioned bal, so what's the flip, the, you know, tana boil, it said boil as well. Meaning it was just a technical reason. Right? Why did the Rishon change the terminology? Because the focus was, right? Kashem, this, so that, right? Look, this is the first two cases in the Mishnah. Just like this person, so to this person. Right? So in the first case, we said, just like Oso. So we said, so too. So we called him Oso. Right? And then the second part of the Mishnah, we said, Kashem, sure, right? So Oso, the Baal. So then we said, so too, it's the Boil.
That's great.